Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. Today's teaching is God is Ancient of Days. I am Brother Grant, and I want to welcome you all to Church Lady Now, which is a part of Church Lady Ministries. And I want to thank you for joining us today. We are a Blog Talk Radio program, and this program is designed to help us to know God that we serve through Bible study. Now, Church Lady Now is a Christian blog talk radio program, and we've been studying the Triune God, which we've also referred to as the Godhead theory, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our purpose is to know God for ourselves and to have a personal relationship with Him. When we are in a relationship with someone, we spend time with them. Today, we're spending time with God in His Word, the Bible. Today, we're going to look at God in Ancient of Days. From our previous teachings, we have learned that God is spirit. A spirit does not have flesh and bones. And from the book of Isaiah, we learned that God said, "Before me, there was no God formed, and there will be none after me." That's Isaiah, volume 43. Chapter 10. God cannot be defined by time as we know it, because He is everlasting. So before we begin our teaching, I want to give you a brief overview of our ministry. Our ministry is Church Lady Ministries, and Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since 2013. To date, we have 128 Spirit-filled Bible teachings available to you in our Blog Talk Radio library. You can go into our library at any time and listen to all of our past programs, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we invite you sometime if you want to binge listen, you can just go in and listen to multiple shows. We are continuing to grow in our understanding and relationship with God, and therefore we invite you to join us on this journey to know God. To help you access the most recent program, we have placed Blog Talk Radio ads on Church Lady Now, which is tied into our Facebook pages. Each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad. And then you click on the ad, and you click on the arrow. And then the link takes you directly to the teaching on blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go into blogtalkradio.com, then type in Church Lady Now in the search box, click enter, and you will be on the Blog Talk Radio page for Church Lady Now. You then scroll down past the sponsored advertisement, and you will see all of our programs by date. Or you can just go to the internet in your search engine and type Church Lady Now in the search box, and you'll go directly to our Blog Talk Radio program. Again, you'll need to go down past the sponsored ad. And for those of you who are visual learners, we have some video teaching clips on YouTube. These teaching clips are from our former outreach at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission. So to find us on YouTube, you go into the search box at youtube.com, type in Artis Oliver, Church Lady, to access many lively video clips. The video sound is a little loud because we were at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission ministering to homeless people. So turn down the volume and sit up and enjoy our powerful teaching. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c ministry. So that means all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. And you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. Now, our ministry in brief, we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our homeless shelters. Also, women and children in domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Further, Church Lady Ministries is a member in good standing with Grace Covenant Fellowship International. Now, our mission is we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives and the opening of prison to those who are bound. And that's Isaiah 61:1. Now, our church lady is Artis Oliver, and she's the Northwest's leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Minister Artis Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. So if you want to contact us, you can do so either on our Facebook pages at Church Lady Ministries or Artis Oliver Church Lady, or you can call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. from 10 a.m. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. You can also inbox us on Facebook. So now, without any further ado, we have our teaching and our good church lady. So good afternoon, church lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful with one hand and one eye.
Listeners, I must tell you that Brother Grant, who has proclaimed himself the hall and tote man for Church Lady Ministries, is sitting here with me today with his left hand in a cast and a patch over his left eye. Today he had cataract surgery, and about a month ago he had a bone transplant in his left hand. And so share that with you because when you talk about serving God, it is unconditional service. And Brother Grant is a great example of what it means to serve God unconditionally. He's here with a patch over his eye, and he just had surgery this morning. So we thank you very much, Brother Grant, for being here in spite of all the challenges that you're dealing with right now.
Well, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, listen, I want to make a few minor corrections here. The scripture that Brother Grant was referring to, which states, "Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me." That's from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10. And our office hours are Monday through Thursday from 10 to 3 p.m. And you can call us, email us, or stop by and see us. I want to thank you so much for listening to Church Lady Now. Today's lesson is very important because it gets to who God is and where we should place our priorities. Our foundation scripture for today is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verses 9 through 10. Chapter 9 reads, "Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like." Isaiah 46, 10 says, "I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please." Now here's the backstory. These verses deal with the deity of God, the lordship of God, the supernatural essence of God, and
the people of God in relation to idol worship. God is talking. In Isaiah 46, 9 and 10, God is talking. He's saying, remember the former things. He's saying, I made known the end from the beginning. And he's talking to the people of God. What is an idol? In just a minute, you'll see where this fits in. An idol is any person, object, or activity that you give a higher priority to in your life than God. An idol can be your job, a car, a relationship, a pet. And I think these days some people are idolizing their phones. An idol can be alcohol, drugs, sex, or any kind of sin. An idol can even be your job, your career. It can even be your ministry. Because anything that consumes all of our energy and all of our time, God says he's jealous. He wants our time and he wants our attention. Now, as a broad definition, of idol, or what an idol is, I think we all have been guilty of idol worship. Now, if you're like me, you're always striving to do better in your faith walk. So today's teaching is designed to help us to do better, help us to be better, to help us mature in our Christian walk with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10, the overarching subject is idol worship. Idol worship and the living God. So the living God is speaking to his people, and his people have been engaged in idol worship. So as God is talking to the people, chapter 9, he says, remember the former things. What God is saying is, remember the proof that I've given you that I am God. Remember the things that I've done for you. Remember the challenges that I've brought you through. Remember me. God is reminding the people of who he is by what he's done. Now, this is an explanation where God is testifying of himself. And he's showing his nature and his greatness. Not by saying, this is what I did yesterday, or this is what I did the day before. But he's saying, remember, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is reminding the people that he is the God of their ancestors, that he is a great God, and that there are benefits in serving him. Benefits in serving him as well as grace. And God concludes this sentence with the intention of getting the people to bring their hearts back to him. He says, I am God. God wants to be acknowledged. And therefore, he wants us to separate how we see him and how we spend time with him from other things. He said, I am God. He's saying, give me your attention. I am the only God, and there is no other. In the next verse, he says, I declare the end from the beginning. I declare the end from the beginning. That is, I foretell what is going to happen. And this is something that only God can do. God can foretell future events. And he's proven it over and over again throughout the Bible that he is a foreteller of truth. And there's no other God that can do that. That's Isaiah 41, 22 through 23, 43, 12, and Isaiah 44, 26. God declares the end from the beginning. And then next he says, my counsel shall stand. My counsel shall stand. God is saying, my purposes, my will, my divine plan will be. He says that his counsel is settled. It's established. Why? Because it proves that God has a purpose for mankind. And if God did not have a plan, we would not have the prediction of future events. And since we do have the prediction of future events, God must be involved. An event cannot be foretold if there isn't somebody who knew about it. God has a purpose and a plan for mankind. His plan will not be aborted. His plan will not be frustrated. His plan will not be stopped. Because God has power to secure the execution of his plan. And he has power to order things rightly so that the plan can be fulfilled. That's pretty exciting. God's plan for you and I cannot be frustrated. God's plan for you and I cannot be taken away. We can decide to stop along the way, but that plan is still there. Next, he says that if there is no plan, if there's no plan, we can't rest. So God says, my counsel will fail. I have a purpose for you. My plan will not be frustrated. And if there wasn't a plan, you couldn't rest. For those of us who believe in God, if there wasn't a divine plan, we couldn't rest. We couldn't have assurance if there was not a divine plan. If there was no evidence that God was looking over human affairs, there would be chaos. And our minds would be filled with doubts and distractions. But to the contrary, our minds are filled with faith and hope. Because we know that there's a God, our anxieties, they vanish. Because there is a God, there is order in the universe. There's a perfect order in the universe because God is directing all things. Why? To accomplish his plan. Now, if his plans were not accomplished, there would be a reason for us to doubt. There would be a reason for us to be discouraged. If there was any power that could defeat the power of God, that would be cause for us to be concerned. But God is the God of the universe. He is the God of heaven and earth. He formed all things. And all things are under his control. That takes us to the line where the scripture says, and I will do all my pleasure. See, God has a plan, and in his plan there is pleasure. He will accomplish his desires. And the word pleasure here means properly delight. That is, God is and will be delighted in the plan and its completion. God will accomplish his objective. Why not? Who can hinder him? Who can prevent him? No one. And why should we not rejoice? Rejoice. Because we know that God has a plan. And the evidence is ongoing. The evidence is the times in our lives when God has come through for us. We're talking about idol worship, and we can't talk about idol worship without knowing who God is. Because idols are not God. Idols are imitations. The God of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the one and only true living God. And he is the God of ancient days. That's one of his names. The God of ancient days. And what that means is that he is the God of before. And he is the God that is ongoing. Now, in summary, our scripture today, Isaiah 46, 9 through 10, says, "Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me." The superiority of God. And then 10 says, "I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please." Today we've learned that an idol is any person, object, or activity that we give a higher priority in our lives than our relationship with God. And we talk about what an idol can be. A pet, a computer, phone, drugs, sex. An idol can even be a job. It can be a ministry. It can be anything that takes the place of God in our lives. Friends, God wants our time and God wants our attention. The one and only living God wants to be first in our lives. We must each ask ourselves the question, does God have the highest priority in our lives? What does that look like? Spending time in the Word? Spending time in prayer, spending time in a Bible class? Does God have the highest priority? And then after we answer the question, we've got to look at the proof. Where is the proof that God has the highest priority in our lives? And for each of us, the proof is going to look different because we're all in different places in our relationship with God. But there will be proof. The proof will be in our behavior. The proof will be in how we spend our time. The proof will be in our speech. There will be proof that God is the one and only God in our lives. Beloved, there is no condemnation here. This is an opportunity for us all to look at our priorities and to realign our behavior to our priorities. As we prioritize our relationship with God. Amen? This is exciting. God is the God of ancient days. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? I want to thank you so much for joining us today for Church Lady Now. And as usual, our time has gone by so fast. So now let's go back to Brother Grant for our closing prayer. Brother Grant?
Yes, Church Lady. we have our closing prayer for our listeners, and that is our perpetual prayer, which is, now the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And that is Numbers 6:24. So with that, I say amen. Now, you can please visit our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, where you can like us or follow us. And you can also like us and follow us on blogtalkradio.com. You can also email us, as Church Lady said, to churchladyministries@gmail.com. You can call us at area code 253-472-6213. And our address, if you want to mail us, is 3002 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. So this is Brother Grant saying good evening, God bless you, until we meet again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Amen.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.